sometimes think I was born timid. I've been described as a rabbit caught in the headlights of life. As a child and a young adult, I longed to be an adventurous spirit, but no matter how hard I tried, I simply didn't have the heart for it. In a world that lauds those who are daring and adventurous, I felt totally inadequate. You'd think that having four big brothers and a tomboy best friend would toughen me up, but it didn't. But once, I did dare myself to do something totally scary. Back in 1969, when I was 16, I started my first job, where I met a lovely boy and we started dating. By the time I was 18, I was in love with him and waiting for him to pop the question. But instead of proposing, he dumped me. I was heartbroken, devastated, and I thought I would never be happy again. Months later, I saw an advertisement for a skydiving club. This was long before the days of tandem jumps. Parachuting was done solo. The first couple of jumps were on a static line to open the chute for you. The parachutes themselves were the same circular ones you see in old World War II movies. Here was my chance to start my life on a new tack, to do something amazing that my ex-boyfriend had not, and a chance to prove to myself that I was an adventurous spirit after all. I signed up and I couldn't wait to tell my ex. His eyes lit up. A skydiving club. He wanted to know all about it, and did I mind if he joined too? Drat and blast, that wasn't in the plan, but what could I say? We trained for 6 weeks. The club was full of attractive young men. I flirted outrageously and barely spoke to my ex-boyfriend. Along with parachute training, I learned that he was not the only fish in the sea, that life without him could be fun, and that a broken heart can heal. I felt confident and empowered. I wish I could say how wonderful that first parachute jump was, but it wasn't. The floating down part was euphoric, but the rest of the experience was one of sheer and utter terror. However, no one knew except me, and I discovered that I am a good actress. My ex-boyfriend, on the other hand, loved every moment. The experience taught him a few things too, and he quickly asked me to marry him. I wasn't keen to give up my newly found independence, and he had to work to win me over before we joined forces for the biggest adventure of our lives. Our parachute instructor, a jeweller by trade, made our engagement and wedding rings. 46 years later, we're still lovingly married. My husband is adventurous, and I am so totally not. My gifts lie elsewhere. And although I cherish the memory of that parachuting experience, I know that being a daredevil is so overrated.